This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I've got Simon Adams here, and he's from the Long Leg Tours. Great name, Simon.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio. And you are here to talk about a really interesting day on Sunday, because it's Don't Put Your Bike Back in the Shed Day, isn't it?
Definitely not at the moment.
So tell us a little bit about this sporty. No, first of all, let's talk about how Long Leg Tours started.
Well, Long Leg Tours started about 18 months ago. I used to own 50% of a company, and I wanted a bit of a change of direction, a bit of change, complete change. And I'd actually organised a cycling ride for myself and a few others going from London to Paris. After I did that, I decided, actually, change of career, let's make this work. So Long Leg Tours were born from there.
Yeah, good for you. Which one did you do? Which event did you do that changed your mind? What was the most profound moment?
Well, it was actually organising that London to Paris event where I cycled it myself, that was like the changing moment where I decided, actually, let's try that. It was such a good experience, and I found it so invigorating doing it that it was great.
And that's what they say about cycling on these big, long events. You do get a fantastic feel about it. It makes you realise that you need to spend more time outside instead of in, don't
definitely,
you?
Definitely, definitely.
So talking about that, we need to be outside on Sunday, the 19th of November. Tell us a bit about this sportive.
Right, we've got a sportive that takes place. It starts at the Fulbourne Centre. Start time is 9 o'clock, but please arrive and register by about 8:30. It's a sportive, which is a mass participation road cycling event where riders take part. They challenge themselves either by doing a distance that they haven't done before or trying to ride as quickly as they can. It's not a race. It's definitely not a race, but it is. You can compete in it.
Yeah, not a race. Let's make that very clear. It is not a race. And it is, as you say, it's for experienced riders and leisure cyclists.
Definitely, definitely.
And I can put myself in both of those categories, actually. Sometimes, actually, no, I'm not professional. They're far from it. But I do a lot of road cycling, and I've just started using cleats for the first time in a long time. But it's okay for everyone. And I've been leisure cyclist before on these great big events. But what's been the highlight of these sportives? What makes a sportive so good?
The people, really. So far, I've organised about 5 different sportives, and I haven't met, I would say, a cyclist that is grumpy. Everyone is happy. Everyone is enthusiastic about being there. It's really the people that makes it.
Yeah. Now, the route. Tell us a little bit about the route.
Well, we've got 2 routes. We've got a 50K route, which is around 31 miles. That is about 1,400 feet of elevation. Again, that starts at Fulbourne, heads off towards Bolsham, towards Little Ratton, back towards 6 Mile Bottom, and then ends up back at Fulbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have a 100K route, which is about 62 miles. That one's a bit more bumpy. It's about 2,500 feet of elevation. That one has a food stop as well, where we offer coffee and cake and a few snacks as well on that route.
Now, we're also taking in the 2014 Tour de France route as well, aren't we?
We are, yeah. On the long route, there's a section that goes between Saffron Walden and Finchingfield, a small village called Finchingfield, which is a lovely place, and that section actually goes on the Tour de France route.
Did you watch the Tour de France? I bet that's a silly question. Of course,
oh, yes.
You did.
Oh, yeah, we went to visit as well. Well, we actually came over to Cambridge when it was on.
Yeah. So let's talk about the cycling around Cambridge. You're very for Cambridge, aren't you, in cycling? And you've got some stuff that you'd like to tell us about.
Definitely, definitely. I think cycling in Cambridge is a massive part of Cambridge life. There's lots and lots of cycle paths now. Cycling in Cambridge has been around for many, many years because the students have cycled, well, as long as the university has been there, really. One thing that has really opened up cycling in Cambridge and cycling out of Cambridge is the guided bus route that goes between Cambridge and St Ives. The amount of people that do actually ride along that route on a daily basis. And the people that commute from St Ives and the villages on the route in towards Cambridge, there's lots and lots of people that do ride every day.
And key for us to, for you to nab these for Sunday, really. And I suppose this is the time where we've got to say to register for this event.
Yes, please.
You can do it online, can't you? And you've got a discount number as well, I think.
I have. You can register at the moment online, which is on the Long Leg Tours website. So it's just www.longlegtours.co.uk. If you just search for that event, if you register, you can enter a discount code of RIDE25, RIDE25, and you'll receive a 25% off the entry.
Oh, excellent. And of course, you can register on the day as well, can't you?
You can.
To do that.
If you arrive by about 8:30 on the day, you'll have time to register on the day.
And on the actual day, Simon, tell us a little bit about that. You've got marshals and you've got some signposting, haven't you? So no one's going to get lost, basically.
No one should get lost. We always get good feedback about the signage, to be honest. So the ride starts at Foulbourne, as we were saying. We've got a number of marshals on the route. We've got broom wagons on the route where if anyone needs any help or support, we can pick those guys up, or we can just offer them the support that's needed.
I've done cycling sportives in the rain, and it's no different from actually riding, is it? It's good fun, in fact. I don't know what the weather forecast is.
It's
for
good at the moment.
Excellent, that's what we like. But even if there was a little smattering of rain, don't be put off by it, because
Definitely. It
is just as fantastic, isn't it?
Definitely.
And as well it being organised, and how many cyclists are you anticipating arriving?
We hope to get over 100 on this event. We got over 100 on this event last year, so we'd like to get over 100 again.
And it's a beautiful route, and I wish you all the best for Sunday.
Thank you very much.
And do register online if you're interested. As Simon said, it is for experienced and leisure cyclists.
Definitely.
Thank you very much, Simon. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I wish you all the best.